This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. 58 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. We look for a little fog to hang around for a while this morning. Visibility is not great, so please allow yourself a little extra time this morning. Can't see too far in front of your car. Fog is thick in some spots as well. It's kind of patchy. Slight chance of drizzle this morning, then a chance of light rain later on in the day as well. Our high today in the upper 60s. Tonight, cloudy with the continued 20% chance of rain in the low 50s. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, nicer day with a high in the upper 60s. A local man is speaking out now after being arrested on Monday this week during the NAACP's protest of Republican legislation in Raleigh. He says it was worth going to jail for what he believes in. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the story.
It was about making a stand, saying enough is enough. They have created more discontent in this community and in this state than I've seen in my 50 years of plus of living.
That's Bishop Larry Reed. He's a pastor at the Cathedral of Hope Church in Carborough. Reed, alongside NAACP State Chapter President Reverend William Barber and other activists, participated in a pray-in or demonstrations through prayer and song. The protest took place inside the North Carolina State Legislative Building. The group spoke against Republican action on health care, unemployment, benefits, education, and voting rights. Bill 589, entitled the Voter Information Verification Act, passed in the House last week. It requires voters to show photo identification at the polls. Members of the NAACP view the bill as a form of poll tax.
It just doesn't make any sense that they would put something in place so restrictive as that and call it a voter ID. So there's no question in my mind that there are other motives that they have in mind.
Protesters were arrested on charges of trespassing, creating a public disturbance, displaying unauthorized signage, and failure to disperse on command. Reed was released from jail at 4 a.m. Tuesday morning. President of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP chapter, Minister Robert Campbell, says he fully supports the actions of his colleagues.
Change only comes when there is a civil outcry. Change comes when things are done in a peaceful manner, speaking out against these inappropriate processes that are taking place in the people house, the legislative building. If that's what it takes for the conscience of man to be stirred up to do the right thing, then, hey, it's well worth it.
Campbell says he believes this wave of recent legislation is regressive and is for the self-benefit of the Republican Party.
People are standing together, saying that we're not taking not one step back. You might arrest 20. 20 more will come.
Reed says House Bill 589 not only discriminates against African Americans, but also teenage voters, college students, and senior citizens.
The reason we didn't protest being arrested was because we wanted now for the people of North Carolina to see.
Both Campbell and Reed say the protesting will continue. For more information about House Bill 589 and the NAACP protest, visit our website, chapelborough.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Worker and immigrant rights advocates will hold a rally in Raleigh today in support of what they're calling a people's agenda. Demonstrators will rally tonight for good jobs and living wages, the right to collective bargaining, and support for lesbians, gays, bisexual, and transgender people, among other issues. Republicans at the North Carolina legislature are resuming efforts to limit abortions with a bill that seeks to punish doctors when the child's sex is the primary factor in having the procedure. A House Judiciary Committee scheduled debate today on the measure that would place civil penalties on doctors who knowingly perform what the bill calls sex selection abortion. There's no question where our local citizens stand when it comes to opinions about the current North Carolina State Legislature and what's going on there.
How is the General Assembly doing? Terribly? Depressingly? There's a lot of really negative words come to mind.
When I think of the legislation, is just how weary so many people are.
That was Executive Committee member of the Orange Chatham Sierra Club, Jason Baker, followed by Durham Technical Community College Executive Dean, Benny Gluck. Mayor Pro Tem Ed Harrison of Chapel Hill says there's a growing trend that's at the heart of this matter.
Senator Ellie Kinnaird summed it up as so many nowadays don't want to be informed. And the result is that they are ignoring, in some cases, what they're doing to different constituencies.
One of the areas with the most focus of late has been all levels of education. Bills have been proposed that override decisions made by the governing board of the University of North Carolina, mandating fundamentals in elementary education and affecting the formula in which teachers are measured for tenure. But Baker says, while all that is an area of concern for him, there is so much more.
Municipal sovereignty has been under attack. The environment has been under attack. And more recently, we've all seen the voting rights of North Carolinians have been steeply under attack in ways that we've never seen before.
A bill passed in the House last Wednesday, 1 week ago, that could make it through the Senate with a Republican majority that would require voters to present one of nine forms of state-issued ID starting in 2016. Chapel Hill High School science teacher Lauren Hintz says the General Assembly just doesn't get it.
One thing which is very concerning is the whole tone of the conversation of the state legislature. It really does seem like they resent the public educational program, that they don't understand what the current career status law is. There's a lot of misconceptions. Editorials in the newspaper or opinion pieces have a lot of inaccurate information. So it's really unfortunate.
So what are the solutions? Hintz says it's going to take more than just a vote.
The reality is that votes are necessary and important, but for a change to actually occur, it really requires groups of people to come together and advocate. In some cases, it might just be volunteers doing it and then eventually get legislation to pass it. But voting itself without people communicating on a regular basis, change doesn't happen.
Janice Tyler is the director of the Orange County Department on Aging. She says getting the demographic which she serves out to vote is not a problem. In fact, her focus isn't as much on the state level as it is on the federal government and sequestration.
Just right before I came over here, we were crunching numbers of how we're going to deal with that. And what that means for us here at the local level is going to be less rides for transportation. It's going to mean less meals being served.
On the opposite side of the spectrum are the youth. While they have their parents to advocate for them, it's important to make sure that the ones who can't vote themselves are watched over. Annetta Streeter is a member of the Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board. She says it's not just about the regulations in schools, but also about the time away from the schools that allows the students to get the important life lessons in order to be successful.
One of the things that people don't know about this area is that there's a wide economic gap amongst our community. Its connection to education is very powerful when there is such a disparity between the haves and have-nots in our community. It is a big driver around the educational experiences that our children have.
These comments and more were made during the After Raleigh panel of the 2013 WCHL Chapel Hill Carborough Orange County Community Forum. You can hear the 10-hour, 4-minute entirety by visiting a link on our website at chapelborough.com. More from the forum on our community coming up in just a moment on WCHL. 7:15, 15 minutes after 7 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. And now, here with your morning traffic information, Rand Northam.
Good morning, Ron.
Well, good morning to you, too.
How are you?
Just fantastic.
Good.
It's going to be a great day. We get this fog cleared away. Everything's going
to
be all right.
I love to hear that.
I just got
to get over the hump today.
Yeah, exactly. And then it's all downhill toward the weekend.
That it is.
Yep.
All right. Well, traffic is starting off smoothly this morning. That's good news. I-40, 15501, NC-54, the Durham Freeway. Not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. Or you can tweet us at WCHL. And as always, we ask you to do that safely.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
If I forget to mention this, you look dapper today.
Well, I appreciate that.
Thank you very much for getting dressed up for me.
All right. Just for you.
See you in a little while. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, brought to you this morning by your friends at the Carolina Inn. Always something special going on at the Carolina Inn. Specials each and every day at the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Exceptional daily features with a special feature every day of the week. There's sure to be a night out that is perfect for you. Menus, specials, and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. 58 degrees in Chapel Hill. Cloudy. Also foggy. It's really thick in some spots this morning. Slight chance of drizzle this morning. Then a chance of plain old light rain later on today as well. Our high today in the upper 60s. Chance of rain just 20%, so nothing to get really excited about. Tonight also 20% chance of rain with a low in the low 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a little nicer day, high about 68. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 40s. And then on Friday, mostly sunny with a high in the low 70s. In case you're wondering about the weekend, it's going to be partly cloudy all weekend long. High on Saturday and Sunday in the upper 60s. Lows at night in the upper 40s.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
Good morning. It is 7:17, 17 minutes after 7 o'clock, WCHL. Orange County is, by many measures, the most affluent county in North Carolina, but its poverty rate is also well above the state average, a striking statistic that's troubling for residents who say they're committed to progressive values like social and economic justice. It's a reality that's existed for years, and there's no easy or quick solution, but local economic development leaders say attracting the right kind of business to our area may offer a boost to those living at or below the poverty line, not to mention those who can't afford to live in Orange County at all. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
You know, I was talking to Tom Forsella recently about the number of teachers that teach in our public schools that actually can afford to live in Chapel Hill. That number is very low. I was talking to Chris Blue about the same thing for our policemen and women and other public servants, and that number is very low.
That's local entrepreneur Jim Kitchen speaking at a panel on economic development during Thursday's community forum on WCHL. Economic inequality was a key point of concern at the forum, not only for Kitchen, but for all his fellow panelists. Orange County Economic Development Director Steve Brantley, Chapel Hill Planning Board member Amy Ryan, Carborough Economic Development Director Annette Stone, and Chapel Hill Town Council member Jim Ward. But while conversations about development in Orange County usually tend to revolve around the need for more retail business, all the better to increase the county's commercial tax base, Thursday's panelists all agreed on the need to think outside the box. Annette Stone, in particular, keyed on two novel approaches.
The emphasis that the town has put on arts and entertainment and the food economy, the creative economy in the past few years has been very successful in working to really help what I, again, as I started out talking about the hidden economy, those entrepreneurs that are sort of embedded in the town, and you can map out privilege license and see how many little home businesses there are, and really helping them up and out. I think those are the things that we can do.
Speaking for Orange County, Steve Brantley said the future of local economic development also lay in light industrial business as well as retail and other office space.
I think that a company coming in and bringing high-tech skills where the community college trains those people, where those people get full-time jobs, not part-time jobs, they get the benefits of the health care, retirement, maybe for the first time in their life. To me, that's the social justice that economic development can bring.
Brantley says much of his work as economic development director has focused recently on attracting light manufacturing to the area. Also in the works are a variety of large retail projects, including proposed developments at Ephesus Church Road, Glen Lennox, Obie Creek near Southern Village, University Square in downtown Chapel Hill, and the Edge Project on Eubanks Road, to name only a few. Amy Ryan says there are many possible benefits to those projects, but one of the most important may be the degree to which they can address the issues of affordability and economic justice.
We have very high ideals for ourselves and the kind of values that we have, and they're very expensive. And I think having that discussion saying, look, if you have this amount of economic development, you're going to be able to let your teachers and firefighters live in town. You're going to be able to provide more affordable housing. It may be worth it to you to put that big box retailer somewhere if it then brings those extra benefits to town.
You can listen to all 10 hours of this year's community forum at any time by visiting our website, chapelboro.com. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
On the UNC campus, charges of sexual assault and the honor court's handling of those cases have put pressure on the school and certainly on the chancellor.
I think chancellors have struggled over the years with the honor court and its independence. And, you know, it's one of these areas where you can't win, because if something goes wrong in the honor court, the public is expecting that the chancellor can intervene and correct that. But all of the sort of former student attorney generals and honor court golden fleece crowd who love the honor court and think it's the sacrosanct thing don't think that the chancellor should intervene.
That is UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe in a WCHL News special end-of-term interview with Jim Hebner, the fourth part of which appears later on today, 8:30, in fact. While the accusations and reports to the Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights come on the heels of NCAA investigations and investigations into the African and Afro-American Studies Department, UNC is not the only campus dealing with this issue. Chancellor Thorpe says with all the attention paid to sexual conduct at UNC, he still hasn't spent enough time and resources on it.
I felt I spent too much time working on athletics. I don't feel that I've spent too much time working on this. There's no such thing as spending too much time on this. This is at the heart of our being able to do our job.
And he says some of that focus needs to be on the students' role in university governance.
Just as the Knight Commission crowd is upset with me for saying things about how we govern intercollegiate athletics, I think there are certain folks who are uncomfortable that I've been saying these sorts of things about the Honor Court. But again, I think this is one of these things that needs to come out in the open and people need to discuss.
You can hear part four of that interview with Jim Hebner and Chancellor Holden Thorpe this morning at 8:30 and then again at 3:30 and 5:30 during the WCHL Afternoon and Evening News with Aaron Keck. The interview will be played in its entirety on Saturday and Sunday right here on WCHL. 7:23. 23 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. Number one ranked UNC baseball team steps out of the ACC today to face the Southern Conference opponent for the fourth time this season. The Citadel is making the trip to Chapel Hill. Tar Heels are coming off a 1-1 decision in a series against number 6 North Carolina State. It was cut short due to inclement weather on Sunday. Game 3 of the series will not be made up. It marks the second time this season Carolina didn't finish a series against a conference opponent. The first time it was against Boston College. Carolina had won the first game in the series. North Carolina State came back and won the second game. Rubber match was not played because the rains came. Citadel is second in the Southern Conference and holds a 27-18 overall record. Bulldogs are coming off their first loss in the last 11 games, so pretty good baseball team coming in here. First pitch tonight, scheduled for 6 p.m. at Bostrom Stadium. Now, it's the last game until final exams conclude, so there are no games again until next Tuesday and Wednesday when Carolina will host James Madison. Tune in to tonight's game live on WCHL and streaming live on chapelboro.com immediately following the WCHL Evening News with Aaron Keck. UNC women's tennis team clinched the number 2 seed for the NCAA Division I team tournament. It's the highest in program history, matching the 2010 squad that advanced to the national semifinals. Carolina has earned a home regional and a national seed 11 times in the last dozen seasons, the ninth time under head coach Brian Kalbas. Regional action is set for May 10th and 11th when the Heels will welcome Tennessee, Virginia Commonwealth, and South Carolina State to the Cone Kenfield Tennis Center. The two first-round winners will meet on Saturday, May 11th. The victor will advance to the NCAA Finals in Urbana, Illinois. UNC has an all-time NCAA record of 26-14 and made it past the regionals on 8 occasions, including last year's run to the round of 16. Carolina is making its 15th consecutive appearance in the national tournament and 10th in a row under Coach Kalbas. For ticket and matchup information, you can go to our website, chapelboro.com. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
State fans are going crazy over Carolina's 2012 Coastal Division Football Championship. This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. After his inaugural 8-4 season, UNC football coach Larry Fedora was informed that by the ACC's own tiebreaker policy, his Tar Heels would have gone to the Orange Bowl if they weren't on NCAA probation. Carolina, Miami, and Georgia Tech all tied for first in the Coastal and finished 1-1 against each other. The Heels and Hurricanes both beat fourth-place Virginia Tech, and Georgia Tech did not. Thus, it reverted back to the head-to-head between UNC and the U, which Carolina won in Coral Gables. Thus, Fedora's first team would have played for the ACC title against Florida State if. Since it was probation he inherited from the Butch Davis regime and never went to miss a recruiting or marketing opportunity, Fedora decided to publicly declare his team the ACC Coastal Division champions. It began with billboards in Charlotte and other places around the state. Then Carolina had T-shirts and sweatshirts made up for the team saying, UNC 2012 ACC Coastal Division champions. And this week, the school awarded the players rings engraved with Coastal Division champs, their record and fedora slogan, fast, smart, and physical. Of course, the ACC isn't happy about all this, and neither are NC State fans, who've been blowing up Twitter and the message boards ever since. The ACC's reaction was to simply put out a clarifying statement declaring Georgia Tech as the 2012 Coastal champs, even though the Jackets won it by default after UNC's probation and Miami's self-imposed bowl ban. But precedent doesn't give the ACC a leg to stand on, and it didn't help that the Big Ten allowed undefeated Ohio State to call itself division champs even when the Buckeyes couldn't play for the conference title. Back in 1973, NC State's basketball team was on NCAA probation and banned from the Big Dance, but the ACC allowed State to participate in the conference tournament, which the Wolfpack won to cap an undefeated season. Maryland went on to the NCAAs, but State took home the ACC tournament trophy and hoisted a banner in Reynolds Coliseum, which still hangs today in the PNC Center. Hey, Coach, that's a good idea. How about a banner in Keenan Stadium next season? This is our chance, Keenan. See ya.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Dickie's Barbecue Pit. It's half off. $15 for any meal, available now for $7.50. Mouth-watering meals await you at Dickie's Barbecue Pit, a recent winner of Best Barbecue of the Triangle. And with today's deal, there's an even tastier way to dig into Dickie's family recipes. It's half off from Dickie's Barbecue Pit. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green, sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Have you given up on organized religion? What if you found a church that was fun, energetic, encouraging, diverse, and actually made a difference in the world? This is Kenner Fenner, pastor of Grace Church of Chapel Hill, and I want to invite you to try a new kind of church. We believe in truth, but practice grace. We're into Jesus and social justice. We are young and old, married and single. We are white, black, Hispanic, and Asian. We are Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. And we have a blast doing life together. Check us out. It may be the best hour of your week. Grace Church, online at gracelife.com.
Women Starting Over After 50, a nonprofit organization dedicated to the support, topical education, and social opportunities for women 50 and over, is sponsoring their first fundraiser on May 18th at Patterson Mill. They will have music, food trucks, tag sale, and artist vendors, a kids' corner, and drawings. If you would like to be a vendor, please contact Donna Nelson at 919-918-3916 or mail giraffe3productions at yahoo.com. Thank you, WCHL, for caring about our women.
Good morning. It is coming up on the bottom of the hour at WCHL. Time now for your Chapel Hill weather, brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun, too. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. It is 58 degrees in Chapel Hill, cloudy and foggy this morning in some spots. Fog is thick in some places. Slight chance of drizzle this morning, about 20%. Then a chance of light rain later on in the day as well. High today about 68 degrees. Tonight cloudy with the chance of light rain and the low in the low 50s. Tomorrow a little nicer day, partly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night partly cloudy with a low of 48. Then on Friday mostly sunny with a high of 72. On Saturday and Sunday partly cloudy both days. High Saturday in the upper 60s. Low Saturday night about 48 or 49 degrees. And then on Sunday another partly cloudy day with a high in the upper 60s. And that's your weather all the way through the weekend.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News update. I'm Dave Barrett. A fresh CBS News New York Times poll is out, and 41% of those surveyed say the intelligence agencies could have prevented the Boston Marathon bombings. Manager of surveys, Jennifer DePinto.
More than half of Americans, 53%, think the suspects in the Boston attacks were connected to a larger terrorist group.
An immigrant from China had been carjacked by the Tsarnaev brothers and was interviewed by senior correspondent John Miller. We're calling him Danny.
Do you understand any of the words in their conversation?
I only heard one word. It's Manhattan.
Manhattan?
Yeah.
Did it seem like they were going there?
Yeah, it seemed like they were going to New York because he asked me a lot of questions.
And that voice was altered to protect Danny's identity. Also, the widow of Tamerlan Tsarnaev has agreed to release his body, and other relatives say they will claim it. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning, it is 7:32, 28 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. It's going to be a great day. It's cloudy and a little foggy this morning, 57 degrees right now. Look for a high today of about 68 degrees. A local man is speaking out after being arrested on Monday this week during the NAACP's protest of Republican legislation in Raleigh. He says it was worth going to jail because it's what he believes in. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the story.
It was about making a stand, saying enough is enough. They have created more discontent in this community and in this state than I've seen in my 50 years of plus of living.
That's Bishop Larry Reed. He's a pastor at the Cathedral of Hope Church in Carborough. Reed, alongside NAACP State Chapter President Reverend William Barber and other activists, participated in a pray-in or demonstrations through prayer and song. The protest took place inside the North Carolina State Legislative Building. The group spoke against Republican action on health care, unemployment, benefits, education, and voting rights. Bill 589, entitled the Voter Information Verification Act, passed in the House last week. It requires voters to show photo identification at the polls. Members of the NAACP view the bill as a form of poll tax.
It just doesn't make any sense that they would put something in place so restrictive as that and call it a voter ID. So there's no question in my mind that there are other motives that they have in mind.
Protesters were arrested on charges of trespassing, creating a public disturbance, displaying unauthorized signage, and failure to disperse on command. Reed was released from jail at 4 a.m. Tuesday morning. President of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP chapter, Minister Robert Campbell, says he fully supports the actions of his colleagues.
Change only comes when there is a civil outcry. Change comes when things are done in a peaceful manner, speaking out against these inappropriate processes that are taking place in the people house, the legislative building. If that's what it takes for the conscience of man to be stirred up to do the right thing, then, hey, it's well worth it.
Campbell says he believes this wave of recent legislation is regressive and is for the self-benefit of the Republican Party.
People are standing together, saying that we're not taking not one step back. You might arrest 20. 20 more will come.
Reed says House Bill 589 not only discriminates against African Americans, but also teenage voters, college students, and senior citizens.
The reason we didn't protest being arrested was because we wanted now for the people of North Carolina to see.
Both Campbell and Reed say the protesting will continue. For more information about House Bill 589 and the NAACP protest, visit our website, chapelborough.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Worker and immigrant rights advocates will be in Raleigh today, holding a rally in support of what they're calling a people's agenda. Demonstrators will rally tonight for good jobs and living wages, the right to collective bargaining, and support for lesbians, gays, bisexual, and transgender people, among other issues. So a lot of protesting still going on there. Republicans at the North Carolina legislature are resuming their efforts today to limit abortions with a bill that seeks to punish doctors when the child's sex is the primary factor in having the procedure done. A House Judiciary Committee scheduled debate today on the measure that would place civil penalties on doctors who knowingly perform what the bill calls sex selection abortion. Launch Chapel Hill officially opens its doors later today, opening the pathway for local entrepreneurs to explore their business ideas and help them get into a real situation, help make them reality.
Launch Chapel Hill is the business accelerator that the town, the county, and UNC have partnered in a very unique way to open up right in downtown Chapel Hill that will support and provide infrastructure to new businesses that are getting started in our area.
That is Dina Mills, Program Manager at Launch Chapel Hill. Launch has been operating out of its Rosemary Street building in a sort of stealth mode to make sure everything is working as designed before officially opening its doors. Mills says by this afternoon, 18 business startups will be up and running.
The companies here, I think, match very well the community of Chapel Hill. So we range from, you know, a very social venture, A-Ban, for example, to a very commercial venture in high-tech and big data, like a data craft. We have both university students as well as alums of the university who have now moved in and made Chapel Hill their home, and years after graduating are looking to start a company.
She says there are even some people who've come in from outside our Chapel Hill Carborough community. Today's grand opening and open house takes place from 3 until 6 p.m. At 4:30 in the afternoon, Chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, Barry Jacobs, Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith, and UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe will all be there for the official ribbon-cutting ceremony. If you'd like more information on Launch Chapel Hill, you can go to WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. The transplant wing at UNC Hospitals is $30,000 closer to being named after the man who formerly cheered on North Carolina as Ramesses.
That's just more than we had. That's the way to look at it. And each step that we take, no matter what it is, what anybody does for us, that's just getting us closer and closer to it.
That is Charlotte Ray. She is the mother of Jason Ray, who died back in 2007 after he was struck by a car. He was in New Jersey with the UNC men's basketball team for the NCAA Sweet 16. Jason Ray's organs helped save four lives and positively affected so many more. Because of his meaningful story, UNC Hospitals contacted the Jason Ray Foundation with the idea of naming the transplant center after Jason Ray. Sunday was the second annual Jason Ray brunch and silent auction, in which that idea took a few steps closer to reality.
There was right close to with the cheerleaders and everybody, I would say approximately about 170 people that attended. It was wonderful. We made a little bit over $30,000.
Jason Ray's parents were left with the terrible burden of having their son taken from them without warning, but Charlotte says moments like Sunday, when people came together to pay tribute, makes it a little bit easier.
Everybody's just been so generous and supportive that it's just therapy to think what a legacy this is for him.
Contributions can also be made to the Jason Ray Foundation by visiting a link on our website, chapelboro.com. There's one more special event coming up this year at which people can contribute. The 5th Annual Jason Ray Golf Tournament and Silent Auction, August 25th and 26th in Davidson, North Carolina. More information on that event is also available on our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 7:39, 21 minutes until 8 o'clock. This is Rod Stutz, and Rand Northam has just walked into the studio this morning. Rand, a lot of excitement revolving around our website yesterday and certainly today. A lot of big changes on there, and it's noticeable when you first go there.
It certainly is. Very exciting to see Chapelboro 2.0, as we're affectionately calling it here, up and running. We do have to remind or want to remind people that there will be a couple other slight adjustments throughout the next week or so.
Sure.
One thing that's really great is that depending on your screen size, the web page will actually be able to determine what your screen size is and shrink or grow to its fullest capacity, depending on your screen size. So if you have that 4x3 screen size and everything's not quite fitting yet, in the next day or so, that's actually going to fit your screen. It'll shrink down. It won't reduce, you know, the quality. The quality won't diminish, but it will just shrink to the screen size and help you be able to see it better so you don't have to scroll left and right. That's one of the major things that you'll be able to see.
As with any new venture, there's going to be a few little adjustments made here in the first few days.
And we'll have the mobile app coming your way soon as well.
Yeah, fantastic.
So that's all about Chapelboro 2.0, but there is we didn't slow down during the process at all of posting things to the website. We've got some great columns up. Zach Godwin has a new movie review up on Pain and Gain with The Rock. I hate that we're still calling him The Rock. Dwayne Johnson, I think, is what he's going by now. But and Marky
Can you
Mark.
Smell what The Rock is cooking.
I love that guy.
Wow,
I'm serious. I mean, nice. he's really a he's got charisma. He really does.
And he's made his way on the film, yeah. And he's doing just fine.
I mean, there's something just likable about him. It's really hard not to like him. You know.
Well, we'll see if we can't get him on the morning show for you one day, and do an interview with him. But
come on.
Also, another one who made it onto the screen after being in another area of entertainment, Marky Mark, Mark Wahlberg. Yeah. He's in that film as well. So Zach Godwin has a review on that one you want to check out on our website, chapelboro.com. Charles Frank has a preview of a music festival in Durham this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Instro Summits is what it's called. It used to be in Chapel Hill, but just got too big, so moved it to Durham.
Hmm.
It's at Cash Bar in Durham. Rock the Cash Bar.
Rock the Cash Bar.
Rock the Cash Bar. Yeah. So you want to check that out. Also,
what was the name of the group that did that song?
Oh, man. I wish you hadn't asked me that one. I'll have to look it up.
I'll come up with it later.
All right. And also, the Share the Food Foundation Gala photo gallery is up. Some great shots from that where a BMW convertible was auctioned off at Southern Season. So check that out. Also, Art Chansky has a new piece up in his Sports Notebook column, as you've heard, talking about the Rammy Awards and UNC's issues within their athletic department in publicity and the PR sense. So certainly check all of that out. Much more news and sports. You can still check out the 2013 WCHL Chapel Hill Carrboro Community Forum, Orange County in there as well, and all 10 hours of that forum mm-hmm. available on our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
How in the world could I forget that was The Clash?
Yeah. Nice.
Rock the Casbah, baby.
Well done.
Now the king told the boogeyman, you have to let that raga drop, the oil down the desert way. Never mind, I'm not going to do all that. All right. Hey, thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you.
We have today's commentary on the way from Fred Black. You know, hero is a word that gets thrown around a lot. Fred says maybe it shouldn't be thrown around quite as much as it is. But there are some real heroes walking amongst us right here in our community.
Very nice.
That's today's commentary. On the way next on WCHL.
You know, getting older isn't easy. Chronic pain, balance issues, driving after dark. These are the challenges seniors face every day. At Home Instead Senior Care, we understand these battles and why they're so important to you. We're not babysitters or maids, nurses or taxi drivers. We are caregivers, dedicated to helping you maintain your independence. At Home Instead Senior Care, we know the battles you're facing. Call us at 919-933-3300 and find out why at Home Instead Senior Care, to us, it's personal.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water, highest quality fountain drinks, and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruiser's. Good to go.
Good morning. It's 7:45, 15 minutes until 8 o'clock at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Fred Black. Hero is a word that gets tossed about loosely a lot these days, and many people see sports stars, media personalities, and entertainers as their heroes. But we seem to be confused at times about what a real hero is. Calling someone a hero ought to be reserved for very special cases, and for an extraordinary group in our community, it does. My favorite definition of a hero is an ordinary person who does extraordinary things that helps others. Weekday mornings when I listen to the Pride Awards segment, I'm just amazed by all the different things people do in so many different segments of our community to help others. The majority of these people are unknown to most of us, even though we might be familiar with the actions that got them nominated. They didn't seek publicity for their actions. Rather, those who nominated them thought that they were doing very special things in our community. When you listen to the segment, you can't help but conclude that real heroes actually do walk among us. If you know one, I bet the folks at WCHL would love to hear from you. This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Richard Quinn from This Season Gardening. It's spring planting season, and we're ready to show you how to grow organically with organic seeds, vegetable starts, soil, fertilizer, and pest control. We're equally proud of our nursery, stocked with an unusual variety of annuals, perennials, and fruit trees, and ceramic pots in all shapes, sizes, and colors. Garden smart at Fifth Season, downtown Carrboro.
Come on down, Fifth Season. Come on down.
County government works hard to meet the various needs of each resident. The active involvement and daily participation of residents is vital and encouraged. More than 25 advisory boards made up of volunteers advise the 7-member Board of County Commissioners on policy development, planning decisions, and the types of county programs offered throughout the year. If you want to get involved in your county government, request an application to serve on an advisory board. Contact Orange County at 919-245-2130.
All right, now time for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Fill up your tank and get your morning coffee, cappuccino, or hot chocolate, and a freshly baked biscuit or pastry only at Cruisers. Good to go. Now, we don't have Rand Northam here to report on traffic, but ladies and gentlemen, definitely a step up, Rachel Nash. Rachel, what's happening with traffic this morning?
Good morning, Ron. The roadways are moving smoothly right now, so that's good. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. Now, if you do see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us in the newsroom at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. But we ask you to do that safely.
Well, a very official welcome to the morning show.
Yes, I'm thrilled to be joining you for the traffic report.
I'm thrilled to have you here, too. It's definitely a step up from what we had earlier today.
Don't give Rand too hard of a time.
Don't tell Rand I said that.
I won't.
All right. Hey, we'll talk to you a little bit later on.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Rachel Nash with a look at the roadways on WCHL. And now let's take a look at your Chapel Hill cover of weather. And our weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, where you can enjoy a $3 happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6 p.m. It's pretty cool. All full-size menu items, just $3. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe now open at Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center. 58 degrees in Chapel Hill, cloudy and also foggy this morning. It is really foggy out there in some spots. Chance of drizzle today, light rain, high today in the upper 60s. Just a 20% chance of rain that will extend all the way through tonight. Our overnight low in the low 50s. Tomorrow we're looking at partly sunny skies with a high in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 48. And then on Friday, mostly sunny. Good day. High in the low 70s. So some good weather is definitely in our forecast. 7:49, 11 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Pond joins us now with a look at your vocabulary this morning. Wayne is going to study it and examine it and do all those things that Mac Brown used to say. And he's going to help us all enhance our vocabularies. How you doing?
You're making promises that I, for one, cannot keep, and you certainly can't.
You look at it, you study it, and all those things. All right, well.
Oh, Ron.
That's
Ron,
a long
Ron.
Time ago. That's all of a sudden that image just popped in my mind with him saying that. You know, it's crazy.
I'm the image in my mind is the boiling cauldron of etymological optimism. You cooked us all once again. All right, well, let's go down the word of the day path here.
Okay.
The word of the day is farrago, farrago. F as in father. F A double R R R A G O. F A R R A G O. Now, according to the wordsmith, the good news is the wordsmith says that offers us a an alternative pronunciation, Farrago, instead of Farrago. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like that, sounds like a new car from Subaru or somebody. Seriously.
Who's the fancy Italian car makers? The Lamborghinis and all of that.
Yeah, or Ferrari, you know. Exactly. A Ferrari, Farrago.
There you go. Well, it may be Farrago, it may be Farrago. That's the good news. The bad news is our friend the wordsmith failed to give me the etymology on this one. So I'm just going to have to give you the definition. It's a noun. Farrago or Farrago is a confused mixture or a hodgepodge. Okay?
Okay.
Are you happy with that?
Yeah.
Can you live with that?
Kind of like that, yeah. A Farrago.
You won't have the word police on your back all day long if I give you this one?
No, sir. No, sir. I'm going to try and work that into conversation today. Seriously.
Well, good luck, pal. Farrago, Farrago, take your pick. There it is.
Farrago, Farrago. Let's call the whole thing off.
All right, Rod. Hey, be a good boy. Talk to you in the morning.
All right, buddy. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. And if you can do all that before anyone else does, you can be our winner. You can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. 7:53, 7 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Wednesday morning at 97.9 FM, WCHL, Ron Stutz and Brian Chakos in here. Yes, it is Wednesday.
Oh, man, you caught me off guard.
It is Wednesday, May the 1st.
Oh, my God.
First day of the month. Can you believe that?
Oh, my God. Wow. It has flown by. 2013 flying by.
Yeah, you're just so busy these days. You got so much going on.
Way too much going on, man.
Yeah.
What's up? Big summer plans?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm just hanging in here.
Yeah?
Just trying to get... I'm not even thinking about summer. I'm just thinking about the rest of the day.
Just trying to survive another day.
I'm just trying to get through to 9 o'clock right now.
Sweet. Sweet. We're almost there. We're almost there.
Thanks. No, that's all
hour,
I can do.
You got an hour and 8 minutes. Good for you.
All right, man. Hey, you got a good joke.
I got a joke. I got a joke.
I hope
this
so.
Is from John Palm. John Palm, thank you, sir, for the joke.
All right, John.
All right, folks, here is the clean joke of the day. A man walked into a bar and shouted, "Bartender, drinks for everyone in the house, including you."
All right.
The drinks were served, and when the bill was presented to the man, he said he didn't have any money. Understandably irate, the bartender grabbed him by the scruff of the neck and the seat of his pants and threw him out on the sidewalk.
Uh-huh.
The man suffered a bruised face and a sprained arm. Next day, he came into the bar and said, "Bartender, bartender, drinks for everyone in the house." Sarcastically, the bartender said, "I suppose you're going to buy me a drink, too." "No," the man replied, "you get nasty when you drink." And that, folks, is the clean joke of the day.
He was lucky he just got thrown out.
He was lucky he just got thrown out.
That's right. Listen, thanks, man. I like that.
I appreciate it, buddy. Yeah. Thanks, John Palmer. We appreciate it, pal.
All right. Have a good day, buddy.
See you, man.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Lee Gordon teaches freshman world history at Orange High School in Hillsboro. This outstanding teacher is today's WCHL hometown hero.
There's never a boring day. The students arrive at our door, and they each have their own individual problems, and it's a challenge and an opportunity for us to see, you know, how we can point them down the right road and help them make good decisions and educate them in the process.
One of the most exciting parts of Lee Gordon's job is making history relevant to today's teens.
Well, we struggle with that every day. You know, somebody's going to ask the question, well, what does 2,000 years ago of history have to do with me today? And the truthful answer is really a minimal amount unless you're going to history, but the process of exploring, understanding history, analyzing information, and applying that is applicable to anything at any time. So we can look at present-day issues and problems and attribute them to past history.
How did he get started as a teacher in the first place?
Steve Halkiotis called me, wanted to know if I wanted a job, and I had told my mom that I had never wanted to teach, but suddenly it seemed like the thing to do, so there I was.
Lee Gordon's mother was a teacher at Orange High, and in fact, his roots in the community grow awfully deep. He's been there his whole life.
Since 1951, I'm a lifelong resident. But my family's been here since the 1840s. I've got four generations pushing up daisies in the local cemetery.
You really do have a sense of local history.
Well, I mean, I do Civil War reenacting, and, you know, that kind of ties into the teaching experience as well, because even when you're out working in stateside or Gettysburg and National Park, you're still teaching.
Lee Gordon has a very interesting hobby as well.
I'm a proud reenactor of the 1st North Carolina Volunteers, 11th North Carolina Troop Regiment.
Back in the classroom at Orange High, Lee Gordon takes a lot of pride in imparting a knowledge of history to his students.
I want them to appreciate what history is, how it's relevant to them, give them a glimpse into perhaps pursuing their own personal history, if nothing further than that. And I want them to learn to think. To understand history or any subject really requires some thinking, and a lot of students arrive at our doors, and I don't think their minds have been properly trained, or at least fully trained, to delve into that. And the next step after high school is the real world for a lot of these students. We want them at least being able to think.
Congratulations. Lee Gordon, an outstanding teacher and today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Salemson, Chief Executive Officer of Corporate Investors Mortgage Group, and I'm proud to lead Chapel Hill's only locally owned mortgage bank. Home mortgage interest rates remain at historic lows, so whether you're looking to purchase the home of your dreams or simply looking to refinance your existing mortgage, Corporate Investors and I are here to help you every step of the way. Call us at 929-6116 or visit us on the web at CIMGINC.com. Go Heels!
Plans for enrolling at the Orange County campus at Durham Tech, your hometown college in Hillsboro. Hi, this is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean of Durham Tech's Orange County campus, here to tell you that registration for fall classes starts in July. So act now by getting your or your child's transfer or high school transcript together. Then set up a time to visit our Orange County campus in Hillsboro to sign up for our high-demand classes before they fill up. Find out more at durhamtech.edu and click on the Orange County campus.
You know, going to the dentist doesn't have to be unpleasant. Here's Dr. Larry Murray from the Happy Tooth.
A lot of people don't enjoy going to the dentist. A lot of people are very anxious. If we can make the experience a little bit more fun and relaxing, that'll make it a better experience for the patient and dispel some of their anxieties. So our philosophy is have a good time, bond with your patients, and make your patients feel they're part of the family and they'll look forward to coming back.
The Happy Tooth. Google Happy Tooth Chapel Hill to find out more.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Dickie's Barbecue Pit. It's half off. $15 for any meal, available now for $7.50. Mouth-watering meals await you at Dickie's Barbecue Pit, a recent winner of Best Barbecue of the Triangle. And with today's deal, there's an even tastier way to dig into Dickie's family recipes. It's half off from Dickie's Barbecue Pit. It's available for limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Fifth Season Gardening in Carborough. Everything you need for organic gardening, plus unique plants, ceramic pots, and more to beautify your home and garden. Fifth Season, not your garden variety gardening store. It is 58 degrees in Chapel Hill, cloudy and still foggy this morning in some spots. Slight chance of drizzle this morning, and in fact, light rain all day. High today in the upper 60s.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
And now, CBS News, presented by the...